All right, here we are with Austin Papka to highlight our community's support for our law enforcement and first responders. So we got a few questions for you. Austin, what made you decide to become a Sydney PD officer?
Well, you know, at the beginning I did it, drive fast and chase bad guys. And shortly into my career, I learned that there's much more to it. And dealing with the public is more than just arresting people and driving fast. So it's more of trying to help people get closure for anything and everything is what I do for now.
What kind of training was it that you took in order to become an officer?
When I first got hired, I went to school for like a semester and then I took some online classes. Don't have a degree yet. Then they hired me and they send you off to the academy for 3 months. And then you come back and work about a year and you're off probation.
All right. And then have you always been here in Sydney or did you move here to Sydney? Or if you did move, when did you move here?
I was born and raised in Sydney.
All right. So you're a hometown raised boy here in Sydney. That's awesome. So what's the most challenging thing about your job?
I would say growing up here, you know a lot of people and just seeing the struggles and heartbreak that a lot of people go through is probably the toughest thing.
Yeah, we've definitely seen that in our communities. How is the community out here? How have they shown their support to you? Or is there any one particular time somebody showed some support to you?
I would say in general, the community is very supportive of law enforcement, first responders in general. Always getting a friendly wave or we appreciate you. We've had people deliver baked goods to us numerous times and with thank you cards in there. We've had kids actually bake food and bring it into us before. And it's really appreciated knowing that the community has our back.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good feeling. So if you're out and you're working and you've got something going on where you need to call in more support, tell me what it's like working between other agencies, law enforcement or EMS, if you have to call them in for mutual aid. Tell me what that's like.
It usually works pretty smoothly. EMS has put on classes before for us to prepare us to go into situations where we're needed to provide medical aid before they arrive. Fire's quick to get to fires or accidents to help block the roads and assist in any way they can. So it's usually a really smooth process and we all get along pretty well and don't have too many issues.
What is your favorite thing to do?
I got a couple. I'd say definitely hanging out with my family is one of them. Demolition derbies, we got one of them coming up, so I'll be busy working on that and then watching and playing basketball.
Nice. All fun events. Great. I got to ask you this with the Dragon main event. I got to ask you, what's your favorite kind of car and what is it you want to see out on the strip?
I mean, if anybody wants to sell me a 79 Firebird, that would be ideal. The big old bird on it.
I like that. I like that. So then talking about Bandit or something like that. Oh, yeah. Okay. Smokey and the Bandit. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in here. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the community?
We really appreciate your support and everything you guys do for us and always having our back. And hopefully we can continue to make you guys proud.
Well, on behalf of this radio station and the community, I'd like to say thank you. And we're glad you're out here with us tonight.